Syria says terrorist groups in the city of Homs have violated the ceasefire 7 times since it came into effect on Monday, according to the Syrian Defense Ministry. Although calm has prevailed on most battlefields across Syria, terrorist groups have launched mortar attacks since the start of the truce. On Tuesday, Russia recorded 23 violations of ceasefire by militants. Relief convoys remain on hold despite a significant drop in violence. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Turkey's Gaziantep says 20 trucks loaded with a month's worth of food rations for 40,000 people are waiting on the border. The nationwide ceasefire was brokered by Russia and the U.S. Well, our correspondent Muhammad Ali joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to tell us more about the implementation of the truce. Muhammad, talk to us about the violations that have occurred by the militant groups and also about the mechanisms that are in place to assure that the ceasefire holds up.
Yes, first of all, the latest was according to the Syrian Army Command, there were 7 violations of the cessation of hostilities, particularly north of Homs, where armed groups fired several mortar shells at Syrian army positions in an area called Hirsh Tsnin. This is an area west of Talbisa in the northern countryside of Homs. And of course, those violations actually make up the entire number of violations that happened at Homs and its countryside since the start of this ceasefire to 7 actually violations there. However, we have many sources counting the violations of armed groups. You have the Russian side just yesterday saying that there were about 23 violations. We have also the Hezbollah media center that said that there are about up till this moment 41 violations carried out by the various armed groups operating on Syria's soil, whether we're speaking about areas like Aleppo, Hama, Latakia. You have also Homs and other areas across the country where violations were made by those armed groups. Now, definitely this is proving that this is a shaky ceasefire up till this moment. However, it is holding in many other parts of the country. The Syrian army has made it clear that it will be respecting it for an entire week, but will actually respond and has the right to respond strongly to any violation. We have to point out that there are many armed groups, not just the Qaeda-linked ones like the Fatah al-Sham, which is known as the al-Nusra Front previously, but also many so-called moderate opposition groups, FSA ones like Nur al-Din al-Zinki, Faylaq al-Sham, Jabhah al-Shamiyya, all of those groups who made it clear that they're not happy about this deal and they're not happy that it is actually not including the al-Nusra Front, Fatah al-Sham, because most of the positions where the al-Nusra Front is fighting, and particularly in Aleppo and around that city, actually over there, those armed groups that are considered as moderates are fighting alongside the al-Nusra Front there. So definitely it is a shaky ceasefire, but for the moment we have to still wait and see what will happen internationally, because Russia and the United States said that they are observing this ceasefire and looking into who is violating it, and that there should be measures, according to many experts, against those who violate it.
And also talk to us about the distribution of humanitarian aid, which the focus of which is the northern city of Aleppo.
Yes, we still haven't heard about humanitarian aid convoys entering areas. Particularly here, the focus is on Aleppo, as you know. But up till this moment, we know that the aid is ready, but there has been no delivery, perhaps in large quantities, into areas inside the city of Aleppo. Whether we're speaking about the eastern parts where the militants are held, or the western parts where the government controls. Because, for example, in the first 2 hours when this ceasefire was when it came into effect, we saw that militant groups fired mortar shells at Al Mallah Farms, which is adjacent to the Castilla Road, this road which should be used in order for this humanitarian aid convoys to enter. However, the militants, just in the first 2 hours of this ceasefire, started attacking this same road and its environs over there. And this definitely means that there are many armed groups who are not happy about this deal. They're not accepting it. And this humanitarian convoy could be actually endangered. So perhaps all sides are waiting until this truce is being violated, is being respected, entirely, particularly in that area in Aleppo and its northern countryside, close to that road, which will be used for the entry of this humanitarian aid convoy.
Thank you, Muhammad. Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us from Damascus.